Welcome back to First and Sold's podcast, where Tracy Black and myself, Bo Goss, we're with Marmack Real Estate, and we want to thank you for tuning in on a weekly basis as we continue our coaches and community tour. Boy, Tracy, football season is inching up, and it's almost here.
Got the email from Josh Acott last night. We've got 57 teams that will be at Media Days on July 21st and 22nd over at the Clarion. We would have 58, but he said that Bell Green has got to play one more year of JV football. They're not officially a varsity program yet, so they're not allowed to attend the Media Days. But 57 teams over a two-day cycle. When you go back and look 4 years ago, when we only had 27 or 28 teams, this thing has really grown, and it's great for the kids. It's great for the coaches and the communities and the schools. And one thing one coach told me a couple years ago, he said, we're treating Media Days as the unofficial start to high school football.
Oh, absolutely, because once you get done with Media Days, what, you're a week or two away and you're putting pads on.
That's right. I mean, it is here before you know it.
I'm super pumped. Of course, it's our favorite time of the year.
It is. And today, we are over in Western Lauderdale County, outside of Florence here. We're on the campus of Central High School, and we have the honor of Coach Heath Wood joining us on our Coaches and Community Tour. Heath, welcome to the show.
Tracy, appreciate you and Bo coming out and covering Central today. But most of all, man, thank you guys and Josh as well with this First and Sold and the Media Day thing coming up. I really think it's a great thing for the players and the communities to kind of get some exposure. And you guys have done a great job the last several years I've been over there. Can't thank y'all enough for giving us that hype going into the season and the attention to the players that you do. Man, a great job you guys do.
Thank you, sir.
Man, it's cool. We love, you know, the experiences that coach that you've had growing up and been a part of as far as athletics and especially being a head coach. The experiences that Tracy and I get to do is special. It's special to give those kids that experience. Most of the time when you finish high school football, it's the last time you get to strap the helmet on. So, you know, it's pretty cool to actually give them that experience.
Coach, you know, there's been so much as far as high school athletics and when you talk about high school football and Friday Night Lights. And for the listener out there that maybe is not familiar with Coach Wood or familiar with Central, take us on a little bit of journey on Coach Wood, on your path that got you to where you are now as head coach of the Central Wildcats.
Yeah, you know, like we were talking before the show here, you know, I 1996 was my first season to be able to help out here at a junior high level. And, you know, that goes back to all the coaches and administration that I worked for. I can't thank Coach Ike Fowler enough for, you know, that time, but way back then, having trusted me enough to come be a part of his program at that time. You know, I'm honored to say, Tracy, like we were talking about a while ago, you know, I've never been anywhere but Central, and, you know, I'm proud to be able to say that. But, you know, 2011, I guess, was my first year to be the head coach, and we've been kind of going since then. So,
wow. I mean, you've played here, right, Coach?
Yes.
So, I mean, you've wore a Wildcat shirt your entire life.
Yeah, for sure. And, again, I'm proud to be able to say that, too. And going back to Coach Fowler there, you know, Coach Steve Mayfield, he allowed me to stay with him when he was the coach, and Coach Brent Palmer. You know, I can't thank enough of those guys right there having trusted me back then as a young coach and being able to help them. And, you know, back to where we started, that's kind of that. I want to finish up with that. But, yeah, extremely both proud to be a Central Wildcat.
Yeah, I could only imagine a Friday night, what that means to Coach and his family and everybody. I mean, this is where he's been since he was, you know, a youth playing football underneath those lights outside this locker room on Friday nights. And now you're putting a headset on and same school. That's got to be a cool feeling.
Yeah, for sure. You know, definitely proud of our community out here at Central and proud of our school and everybody that's been associated with it over the years, all these past players and parents and the community, just the teachers and all this stuff. It's a great place to be out Central for sure.
Well, and that's really when you think about hometown teams and hometown dreams, that's the definition of a hometown dream.
I mean, absolutely.
This guy went to school here, played here, has been here, helped coach here, and now the head coach for how many? But this is your what season going into?
This will be 15.
15 years. I mean, he may be the 10-year coach we've talked to. That's impressive.
Coach, I do have a question. I'm not from around this area. I'm from the Decatur area. Joel Brewer Stadium. Who is Joel Brewer?
To my knowledge, that back when they built the stadium in the 70s, I think he was the principal at the time and kind of got all that work, and the way I understand it, got the stadium project going and had that thing going. So they named it after him, I guess, 3 or 4 years ago, I believe is right, Bo.
I was telling Tracy when we pulled in, I was like, man, it's really cool how it sits down in a bowl with the contour of the land and stuff. It's a neat place for sure.
Now, there was a Brewer kid that played quarterback for you a few years ago. Was he related to the Joe Brewer?
You're talking about Jackson last year. And we had Carson, you know, a couple years ago. Yeah, they were brothers. I don't know. That would be a question to ask them. You know, I have no idea. They do have the same last name, but I don't know to answer that question. But those two guys are two great players, and definitely miss Carson from when he played and Jackson graduated last year. And, you know, those guys and that family there, those are just great people to be around for sure.
That the Brewer kid, I can remember him. You know, a lot of people say, well, you can't pay attention to youth football. But that Brewer kid, ever since he was a micro, he was head and shoulders above everybody. And it went all the way, followed him all the way up to high school.
Great player, great parents. You know, when you talk about community and those type of things, you know, that's what those guys are. They're central for sure.
Yeah.
Just a couple weeks away from media days. We're in the heat of the summer. It's actually the week after 4th of July as we're talking. This is the time. This is the team that, or these are the times where, you know, discipline is brought in to where they are showing up every morning at 6:30. I don't know what time your morning workouts are in the summer. A lot of kids have to give up a lot during the summer. Do you love this part of the year?
Yeah, you know, I think everybody kind of, as it gets closer to the season, you know, everybody gets a little bit more excited about it. I enjoy the off season, you know, and that, we're talking about January, February, March through May. I enjoy that as much as any of it. But this time of the year here, you know, we haven't done much in June because we share a lot of athletes, you know, playing 4A football, and, you know, we got basketball camp and baseball games going on. So today, you know, we're the first Tuesday after the 4th of July. This is actually the first day we've pick the ball up and try to work anything. We've got 7-on-7 next week, so we got a lot of ground to cover between now and then. But, you know, it's difficult to put these kids in situations early in June and when they got so many other sports to play. But as far as the year, you know, this time of year, it is like today, you know, it was the first day we got the ball at. It is exciting to see these kids anxious to learn and ready to do what they need to do.
Coach, when you talk about community, and you talk about, like, Lauderdale County has 7 public schools, I believe. And when you think about rivalries across the county, in addition to, I mean, you guys play in 4A Region 7, which is a stacked region.
Yes, it is.
It is a very tough region to play in. But when you look outside the region, when you see these particular teams, I know Wilson's got to be a big rivalry. I know Rogers, Brooks. Are they all about the same, or is there one that you think these kids, when they look at that team and they're like, hey, I want to beat them?
You know, I think for years and years and years around here, you know, Central and Wilson is a big rival. But, you know, whether it's football or baseball or basketball, softball, whatever it is, I think that's just kind of a story, you know, if you understand what I'm saying. But I think any time that a county school gets together, it's a rival of some sort, because a lot of people have grown up, moved away. You know, somebody that lives out here now as a parent may have went to school up at Green Hill or went to school out Killing or somewhere, you know. So, and a lot of people go to church together. So I think anytime a county school gets together, I would consider it to be, you know, somewhat of a rival. And everybody knows everybody for the most part. So, and when we say rival, I think it's all in fun too as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. That's what makes it so special to me, is the fun part of it.
Yeah.
You know, in all sports. Coach, walk through a Friday with me on game day for the Central Wildcats.
Well, Bo, what you need to do is come up here one day on a Friday and let's just kind of let's just hang out together.
See, I would love to, Coach. I would love to.
I'll tell you this, Bo, to be honest with you, you know, there's certain things we're going to do every Friday. We're going to wash the coolers and try to do this and try to do that and try to stay on time. The main thing with me in Fridays is keep the players on the same schedule. As far as I go, there's no telling – seriously, there's no telling what's going to be going on Friday. I got certain things I try to do, but you never know what's going to come up and what issues you got to fool with. But and that goes back to these assistant coaches. Everybody does a great job, and everybody's got their jobs to do on Fridays to help out and do different things. But, man, you know, Fridays, I think probably speak for most coaches, Fridays is a pretty crazy day because you never know. You know, the game's Friday night, and you're trying to keep the players on the same schedule where, you know, it's not – things too much different to keep them keep their cool and all that stuff. But as far as I go, they is literally no telling what I'll be doing on a Friday.
What going
I
in.
Love that. That's the most honest answer.
Yeah, I can sit here and tell you something that's different, but I'm just telling you the truth. So if you don't like the truth, don't ask me.
Going into your 15th season, I mean, we know a coach doesn't stay somewhere very long if they're not successful. So that's a testament to Coach Wood and what he's been able to build out here with the Central Wildcats. But, Coach, let's go just one step further on what Bo just said. Being and bleeding Central Wildcat through and through, this is where you went to school, this is where you played, this is where you coached. At 6:57, 6:58, coin toss, getting ready to run on the field, when you throw that headset on, what's that feeling like?
Yeah, I hope those kids come through the bus for real, okay, you know. Nobody falls and gets hurt. You know, we're trying to get to the game.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's so many things going through your mind on a Friday night. But that is one of them, no kidding. But hope we get out here on the field. But, yeah, it is exciting, you know. But it is, you know, it's a lot different from watching the game and actually being down there because there's so many different things going on and everybody's got these jobs and you got to pay attention. You know, it's a lot different than sitting in the stands and watching.
Absolutely.
A lot of things to keep up with, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure you got an awesome administration.
Oh, can't say enough about that, for sure. Extremely. Not only Mr. Keener, you know, he's the head principal right now, but all the other administrators before him have been super to work for.
Coach, if you were off next week, I know you're not, but let's say you were off next week, where would Coach Wood and his family want to go, or what would be their week off perfect week?
Man, I want to go fishing, you know.
Okay.
We're going to try to hit the river somewhere. Me and I got three boys. Somebody's going to go fishing with me. So
okay.
If we can get the boat in the water, that's what we're going to try to do. But, you know, just hang out, that type of stuff, you know, vacation. You don't get many days off, to be honest with you, with this job. We take a week, you know, first week of summer off and go wherever they want to go. But and then fish a little bit when you can, but yeah, just whatever.
But if it was Coach Woods' decision, he's fishing.
He's fishing.
Oh, yeah.
Coach, you mentioned earlier, you talked about you came in after Coach Hill had left here, was your first season to help out here. You mentioned Coach Fowler. You mentioned Coach Palmer, Mayfield. Been so many good coaches that have influence on your life. Is there something that – I know you've taken probably a little bit off each coach you've had the opportunity to coach around – what is one thing that maybe a coach had a particular impact on you that you knew, hey, being a head football coach is what I want to do?
Yeah, you know, just that's a good question right there. Just watching those guys work, you know, and the influence they had on the kids and what the program meant to them. You know, it's always, to me, you know, being from Central and all that stuff, it's always meant as much to those guys as it did me. And definitely honored to have been able to work for them. And, again, going back to Coach Fowler, I can't thank that guy enough for giving me that opportunity and that trust in me way back then when he didn't have to. So, owe that guy a whole lot.
I'm assuming you've been a coach for, you know, 14, 15 years as the head man. When you see these your former kids, former players move on and start their own families, become successful in different careers, that's got to be a really cool feeling.
Yeah, you know, it is. You know, you've been around here as long as I have, I guess. It doesn't seem that long, but it really has been. You see these guys, I teach elementary PE, so a lot of these guys have kids and families, and they'll have programs at school, and that's a lot of the times where I catch up with them, you know. And we'll talk about, you know, people they graduated with, and if you talk to this one or that one, you know, it is really special. You know, there's guys coming in here all the time in the office, wanting a hat. You know, it's a big thing to get you a coffee drinking Central hat around here, you know, after you graduate. So all those guys always coming around wanting a new hat for the season. So yeah, definitely those guys back then, the ones that played back then, they're the same people that's in that locker room right now. You know, it's been central the whole time, and those kids and past players, these players we got now, they're all the same. They're all the same people, and it's a lot of fun to be around for sure.
Coach, if somebody called you up and said, "Hey, Coach, I'm going to go to school. I'm going to get my teaching degree, and I think I really want to coach high school football. It's a passion. I want to do it." What would be some words of advice that you would give somebody who's thinking about doing this for a living?
Loyalty. You got to be loyal. You know, even if you, Bo, if you're working for me, even if you think I'm making a wrong decision, you need somebody loyal with you. I think you guys are probably loyal to each other, aren't you? With y'all's job, you know, you gotta be able to trust people and that type of thing. You know, you're talking about somebody that's wanting to get into the field. I think that would be number one advice for me to anybody wanting to be a coach is you need to be loyal to whoever's in charge, whether you agree or not. You know, you'll have your chance one day to make your decisions, but. And that, I think that goes with any job in the working field, you know, absolutely. Whatever we're talking about. I think loyalty is something that a lot of people don't pay enough attention to.
But, I agree with that.
I think that's the key to anything, to be honest with you.
Man, yeah, I love that, loyalty. Is there something that you guys may have on a shirt that they wear underneath their pads or a saying or a phrase or anything that you push every day?
Central. Yeah, that's what we got on our shirts around here, Central. So, yeah, that's what we –
the Central way, baby. Yeah. The Central way.
Well, I'm looking out in the weight room here. It's a powerhouse on the wall.
Yep.
Coach, when you talk about Central, and we know, and me, I grew up in Lauderdale County. I know Central very well. I know the passion of this community and the support that you have. Not just in football, but in all sports. I mean, it is a tremendous – there's a lot of tremendous pride for the Central program, Central High School. So what would you say as far as that pride goes, if somebody were interested in, say they're relocating there, they got a new job, and they're looking around and they come and talk to you and say, "Hey, we got a son that plays high school football. We're relocating here. We're interested in the Central community, the Central school." What would be some of the things that you would tell them about this community and this school that make it a great place to call home?
Yeah, I think it's the people. It's just one of those things you gotta come be a part of and experience to really know. It is a very special place. Everybody, pretty much for the most part, I think are together. You know, all of our sports are together. You know, we're not. It's not a play football, don't play this. It's not play basketball, don't play football. It's not that. No, you know. We need you to only play, but you know, everybody's together around here as far as the coaches and the programs. I think that's, to me, one of the biggest things. There's nobody trying to do anything by themselves. And we're trying to do everything together. And to me, that's one of the things that makes it really special out here. So that's what I think. So
sounds like they're all very loyal, too.
Oh, yeah.
They showing each other loyalty, either from sport to sport, not just your coaches, not just his players. Loyalty's a big deal for Central. I can tell.
He answered it plain. What's that one word? What's that phrase?
Central.
That's it. Central.
Yeah. That's a really, really cool way to push a certain area, push a school, push everything. That's who we are. We are Central. We are loyal. Man, I think it's cool.
Yeah. Coach, let's go back to your playing days. Is there a moment in a particular game or practice or anything where it just stands out to you and you think about that, like maybe it helps you make decisions in coaching or make life decisions? Anything that stands out from your playing days, previous coaches, anything?
Man, I was fortunate enough to be able to play for Coach Jerry Hill. And you know, Coach Hill, man, I can't. You're talking about special moments. About every moment you ever been around Jerry Hill's special. So, and you know how that is. And you talk about Friday nights with that guy. I mean, it was just. It was another time. It was back then. You know, I think a lot of things back then. I don't know about how that would go today. But those times were definitely special. And those experiences we got with those players. That stuff goes so. So far, those teammates, and I tell these guys all the time, it's about your teammates. That's what this whole thing's about, teammates and being a good teammate. And And that's really, you look at that, teammates really last longer than friendships a lot of the times. You know, I got a guy this past season, we were going to playoffs, a guy that I had played with back in, he was a year older than me, but we make it to the playoffs, and he shows up and says, hey, man, I want to buy the team the playoff meal before the game, the pregame meal. I was like, shoot, man, I ain't seen you in the, you know, I ain't talked to you in a while, Steven, but yeah, thank you, man. But that Steven Borden is his name. But, man, just stuff like that, teammates just go so far on down the road. I mean, I could call any guy up I played with years ago, and I'm sure they would help me do whatever I needed to do. And that's, you know, that's kind of the same thing that goes on in that locker room year in, year out. So, but, you know, that's how it is out here at Central. I'm assuming that's the way it is everywhere else.
I mean, that's the great thing about this sport and, well, all sports in general, is what happens in the locker room, what happens on the bus, what the memories, man, that just last a lifetime, that you can turn around and use it in your career today. Use it as a father. Use it for all different types of aspects of life. And so, you're right. Teammates mean more.
Yeah, just so you know. So, he's talking about Coach Jerry Hill, which is Harlan Hill's son.
Okay.
And so, we were over at West Morgan a few weeks ago, and behind Coach Phillips' desk was a picture of Harlan Hill. And he didn't realize that Coach Phillips, Harlan Hill's grandson. And so, all these connections with all these high school coaches and stuff, it's been a lot of fun to learn, you know, and learn the heart of these coaches, because you can tell with Coach Wood, he's passionate about his community. He's passionate about these young men that he has an impact on that's going to last for the rest of their lives. And, Coach, we've asked other coaches this question too. When you look at high school football, really, since, you know, when you get that NIL money and college football and all that crap that's going on up there, high school football is really – one of the most purest forms of football left that's out there.
Agreed. It is. You are exactly right with that. And let's hope it stays that way, Tracy. I know I've heard some talk of some other stuff, but let's hope it stays that way, because it is. It's just like you said. It is a special sport, but it could be ruined in the wrong way. So.
In a heartbeat, it could be ruined. And the sport that you love, I love, Tracy loves, everybody in that stadium on Friday nights loves, can be changed in a heartbeat.
Yeah, if you take that stuff out, then that teammate and that community mentality that everybody experiences and means so well, that goes so far in life, you're going to lose that. I mean, in my opinion, that's just my opinion.
I agree 100%.
When you start doing that, that takes away the whole team thing to me. But again, that's my opinion, and that's what it is. But
Coach, I'm sure there's a lot of people that come to games here, and they see you with your headset on and you doing your thing. Tell the listeners, who is Coach Wood?
Yeah, the short guy down there. They may not see me. You know, depends on where we're at. You know, out here at our stadium, you probably could. You know, but it depends on where we're at, Tracy. You know, we're up killing, they might not be able to see me over those players. You know, so, but but yeah, back to just out there trying to do what's best for the program, year in, year out, and day to day, and from week to week. You know, we're gonna make mistakes and this and that as we go, but. As long as we got the school and the players and the team in our best interest, I think that's the way we should be.
Coach, we talk about football, the purity of the sport. We'd like to get your take on football teaches so many life lessons. So you can have the commitment, the hard work, the blood, sweat, and tears, the adversity that you face almost every play. Something goes wrong, something goes right. When you take all of those different moments in football, how important do you think that makes an impact, or how important it is to a young person's life if they have the strength and the commitment to go through these summer workouts, participate in fall camp, go play the season, and learn all these life lessons? What kind of impact do you think that makes on them as a member of community, as a father, a husband, a dad?
Yeah, just to be able to deal with those situations, Tracy, as they come to you in life. I think, football is one of the toughest sports probably to play, but I think it does set you up to be able to deal with situations in life, whether they're good or they're bad. Talk about a Friday night or a week in practice. You know, it's a roller coaster ride. It's ups and downs. It's hot one day. Things are going your way one moment, and the next moment they're not. And you have to deal with that stuff. You know, everybody always wants things to go easy, but you guys know as well as I do that's not the case. Even whatever you're going to do today, Bo, you know, you may have a flat on the way home. Well, you're going to have to deal with it. You know?
That's right.
Tracy may buy you some lunch. Thank you, Tracy.
It's your day to buy.
Thank you, Tracy. You know, that's something good. You got to deal with it,
that's right.
And be able to do this stuff. And I think it helps the players be able to deal with tough situations as they come along.
I went to a funeral years and years ago. And have you ever heard the poem called The Dash? Ever heard that?
Yeah.
They basically talk about, you know, on a tombstone, it has the year you were born and, of course, the year you passed away. But what your life was really about was the dash. You know, people don't focus enough about the dash. So I've got a question. First time I've asked a coach that.
Uh-oh. Well,
2011, head coach Wood, we'll say 2011, dash, and then whatever year you and the good Lord and everybody decides it's time to hang the headset up. What do you want that dash to mean as far as head coaching? At Central. That's a deep question. I'm proud of myself. That's a great question.
Boy, who was buying lunch again? It's Bo's day to buy for that question, okay? All right.
What's the legacy
Bo,
you want?
I hope it's consistency in a good way. You know, as far as treating people, you know, wins and losses, man, that stuff, it's what it is from year to year, depending on the schedule, depending on the experience you got with players and that type of stuff. As far as the dash goes, I hope it's some type of consistency of me being what I need to be to this team and the players. I hope that's – you're talking about the dash. I hope that's what it is.
Consistency.
And you know, if that makes sense.
That means a lot to me. I mean, I can tell just in the short time I've known you, Coach, I bet you're pretty consistent.
Well, I hope so. You know, I hope we are in a good way. You know, consistency can go bad if it's in a bad way. But I hope everybody's, you know, for the most part, have been felt like that, you know, they're a part of this thing when they leave. So, yeah.
Well, Coach, I mean, I know you are extremely busy. We was trying to put this meeting together for a couple of weeks now, and just schedules wasn't working out. But, you know, on behalf of First and Sold and everything that we want to do for the community, we are very grateful that you took time out of your busy schedule to sit down and talk with us a little bit about yourself, about the Central community, and about the Central Wildcats.
Yes, I can't thank you guys enough. And I need to thank my assistant coaches. I know none of them are here right now, but, man, you talk about loyalty and things that goes on around here. We're talking about Friday nights. I can't thank these guys that I've got now. And we're talking about 15 years, all the guys that's ever worked with us here at Central. Can't thank those guys enough, because I can honestly say everybody that's ever been in here in this office has been loyal to the program. It's not about being loyal to me. It's about being loyal to Central. So I do need to say that about all the assistant coaches that's ever been here and the ones I got now.
Well, we didn't ask the question, but that's got to be another pride moment, is when you look at coaches that have coached under you in the last 15 years who have went on and had success at other programs, or maybe they're head coaches now.
Yeah, yeah. Again, going back, you start talking about 15 years, that's a lot of dudes come in and out of here. but you know, I can't thank those guys enough. And the ones I got right now, I can't thank them enough. But I do need to say that about them and everything. But back to thank yous, again, Tracy and Bo, I can't thank y'all enough. And Josh, for doing this thing, coming out here today and covering Central and the media day thing that's coming up. Definitely excited about that.
Well, Coach, the short time I've known you, thank you. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for just the word loyalty. I've learned something, and that's, you know, my ultimate goal is for us to make an impact every day on someone through whatever I do, whether it's through a podcast, whether it's through selling your house, listing your house, whatever it is. And I can tell, Coach, you make an impact on a daily basis. So just like Tracy said, thank you so much for being a part of this.
Thank you, guys.
All right, guys, thank you for tuning in this week.